For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are back on Real Talk with Roshini. A friend of the show, she's been coming on for many years, and several years ago, I believe this month, she experienced a traumatic brain injury. I'll let her tell you all about it. She is Amy Zellmer, now an activist, speaker, and author. Amy, welcome back to Real Talk with Roshini.
Hi, Roshini. Thanks so much for having me.
Remind people, and isn't this month your anniversary of the accident?
Yes. February of 2014, I actually slipped on a patch of black ice and landed on my head.
Oh, it's just terrible. And that can happen to anyone, right? Yeah. Especially in Minnesota or Wisconsin or Iowa.
Yep. Yeah, anywhere. Right. East Coast, anywhere we get the cold weather.
Mm-hmm. Ice and Texas, exactly. Even now, Texas. Right. So what, real quickly, that changed your life. Are you back to close to normal now, 7 years later?
Yeah, I would say definitely in the last year and a half, I noticed another really big jump in my recovery. And I would say I'm probably 90%. I still fatigue a little easier. And when I do get tired, I still have some aphasia and multitasking issues. But for the most part, I'm doing really well now.
All right. Well, first of all, it's such an amazing stat that every 9 seconds, someone in the U.S. will suffer a traumatic brain injury. Can we prevent that?
Prevent that. Yes. Well, prevention is the only cure. And, for me, I wish I had known about yak tracks before my injury. They would have prevented years of suffering. I don't leave my house without them nowadays. So slips and falls are the leading cause of TBI in the United States, followed by car accidents and then being struck by an object. So to some degree, we can prevent them. But a lot of them, they just happen. They're accidents. Like mine, I literally slipped on the ice and in the blink of an eye, and car accidents too. In a split second, your life has just changed forever. And, it's more about raising awareness so that people know that they have a brain injury. It's so often missed and misdiagnosed. It's commonly called a concussion, which I just kind of wish that term would go away, but, it's what people are used to hearing. But a concussion, by definition, is a traumatic brain injury. And I think if people started taking that term seriously, no one would ever say, oh, my kid just has a concussion, it's no big deal. That's what they say now, but if they would never just say, it's just a traumatic brain injury, right? That sounds ridiculous.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I want to share with people some of the myths that Amy gets into. And just so you know, Amy is also involved with a magazine that launched 2 years ago called The Brain Health Magazine. And you can find it by going to thebrainhealthmagazine.com. There's lots of great information out there. It's a Minnesota-made magazine, comes out bi-monthly. And it really, because of course we want you to get a lot of information from Amy today, and you will, but you also probably need to revisit it, hopefully check out some of those articles, and you can get into a position that prevents a traumatic brain injury in your life or the life of your family. So Amy teaches about the five myths about concussion. First of all, you just heard her say she doesn't like them being called concussions, but let's get into the five myths about concussions, including: you must hit your head to have a concussion. You must lose consciousness to have a concussion. And another myth: concussions resolve themselves in 4 to 6 weeks. Another myth: an MRI will tell you whether or not you have had a concussion. And another myth: you have to have multiple symptoms in order to have a concussion. So all of these are myths that you talk about, Amy, when it comes to concussions. How can we fight those myths?
Yes, and so just to reiterate, these are the myths. These are the fiction. You must hit your head to have a concussion is one of the most common myths out there. And actually, you don't have to hit your head. It can be a jolt or blow to your body. Literally, like falling down the stairs and landing on your butt, landing on that tailbone, that can be enough of a jar to your body to just shake your brain inside your skull. All it takes is that brain making impact with your skull to sustain a concussion. And, you know, who hasn't stood up and hit their head on a cupboard, right? I'm sure you've done it.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a klutz, so it happens more often than I'd like.
You know, and for the most part, we're probably going to be fine, but that one time you hit the right spot or you've hit it too many times before, and that can be enough to cause a concussion, a traumatic brain injury. And your symptoms do not have to present right away. Sometimes you might just go, oh, dang, that hurt, right? But then a couple weeks later, you're noticing your memory is having issues or you're feeling fuzzy and foggy, and you don't relate it back to that incident, right? And car accidents are another great example. You might not actually hit your head. You might just get rear-ended, and that whiplash motion of your head moving back and forth on your neck, that's enough to cause your brain to move back and forth inside your skull. It's called a coup contra coup concussion. There's just so many myths out there. And
absolutely. Amy, I want to ask you one last question before we have to say goodbye. You talked about a $20 pair of yak tracks,
yes,
which you say every Minnesotan, maybe everyone, should have. What are,
yes,
those for people who don't know?
Yes, they go on the bottom of your shoe. They connect to the sole of your shoe, that you can put them on any pair of boots or tennis shoes. And they have little cleats on them, and they prevent you from slipping on ice. A lot of ice fishers use them, all the time. And they prevent you from slipping and sliding on the ice.
All right. Well, great stuff as always from Amy Zellmer. She is an author, an advocate for those living with traumatic brain injuries. And again, a concussion is one form of traumatic brain injuries, but she's helped us debunk some of the myths that are out there. If you want more about Amy, there are lots of ways to follow her on Twitter, Instagram. Also go to the Brain Health Mag on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and the website itself, thebrainhealthmagazine.com.